for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2010 Labor Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is Monday morning, September the 6th, 2010. Colonel Speed Wilson is the speaker of the morning, teaching on End Time Babylon and Mr. 666.
Many things come to mind, and what I'm going to be talking about this morning is not new to me because I started teaching this or talking about it in 1980, and it's really developed. I haven't had to change very much, but everything that I'm relating to you was not given to me. It's really a blessing that when I pick up on something and I teach with what I have, it's amazing how many people have come along and they add to it. And it's really great. The body of Christ has the information. No one's going to have all the information. I have a piece and you have a piece. We can put it together and we can understand. One thing that I've been asked at least four times here, what about the mark of the beast? Well, that's unfortunate. The King James, you see, mistranslates a lot of words. For example, it mistranslates the word aeon as if it were cosmos 42 times. The end of the world, this world isn't going to end. It's world without end. Aeon is age, but yet it's translated 42 times as if it was cosmos. And if you'll get your Youngs or Strongs and correct that, you'll get a little understanding. Tribulation is translated 32 different ways. So it's pretty confusing. And I recommend the Amplified Bible if you really want to. You can't get up and read and it doesn't rhyme and all that, but you're out for understanding and getting knowledge. And the mark of the beast. The seal and the mark is essentially the same Greek and Hebrew word. And you'll find, I think it's in Isaiah, where God says, go through and seal or mark all those that grieve that the evil has done. Then go after and slay all who do not have the mark or the seal. And the same is true in the so-called New Covenant. Because those that don't have the seal of God, you are sealed by the Spirit of God. And there's another mark, and it's simply the difference between the good and the evil. And but hang on, it's going to be difficult to go through all of this. But I don't know how to express it, but fear is not a part of God's plan for you. Fear not, I'm with you. I never forgot those because I related my testimony walking down the hall, and I actually heard an audible voice say to me, fear not, I'm with you. Well, we'll start with Mr. 666. And again, I'm not talking about Antichrist, although he has the Antichrist spirit. I don't believe there's any such thing as one person being the Antichrist, because Antichrist appears about six times in the first and second epistles of John, and it's a spirit, and there are a lot of antichrists. In fact, it says so. There are many antichrists against God, against Christ, and you even know a few of those people, unless you just live at Lake Hamilton. Now here's what we'll read from, and this is Revelation 13:11 through 18. And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He's an Adamic man. Remember, he was created out of the earth. And he had two horns, like unto a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. That's Satan. And he exercised all the power of the first beast, that's Satan, before him. And he caused the earth and them which dwelled within the earth to worship the first beast, that's Satan, whose deadly wound was healed. Remember? And that's in Genesis 3:14. God put a curse on Satan and prophesied that the seed of the woman, Jesus, would wound her head. Satan seems to have been healed today. Evil abounds. And then quoting the scripture again, he, the second beast, does great wonders and even causes fire to come down from heaven, thermonuclear weapons, from the heavens to do the earth, to do on the earth in the sight of men. You see, he has the power of atomic weapons and war. Joel 20:30. I thought this was great. Joel 2:30. Pillars of fire and smoke shaped like palm trees. Page 73 in Young's Concordance. That is the most complete description of a nuclear explosion. And deceives them that dwelt on the earth by the means of the miracles, that's signs and wonders, which he, the second beast, had power to do in the sight of and in behalf of the first beast, saying to them that dwelt upon the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had the wound by the sword that is now healed. Remember? Jesus socked it to him with the sword, the word. He says every time he challenged him, it is written, the word. He slapped the sword to him. And yet he lives. And he, the second beast, had power to give life in the spirit. And the image of the beast, the first in the body of Jesus Christ, gives life. Should speak and cause those who would not worship the image to be put to death. The Roman Catholic Church is full of that. And he, the second beast, caused all, both great, small, rich, poor, free, and slave, to receive a mark, or seal, in their right hand, or in their foreheads. Reading many manuals to fly airplanes, and there are many people who don't know the difference between an and an or. If it says you do this and that, you do them all. If it says you do this or that, you don't do both. So that no man could buy or sell unless he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name, which is 666. There is wisdom. Let anyone who has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, which is number 6. Created on the sixth day, and his number is 666. And then we have other scriptures that refer to him also. Daniel 11:35-39. This one I think is very important. Daniel 11:35. And some of them understanding shall fall to try them, and to purge and to make them white even unto the time of the end. Because it is yet for a time appointed, and the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above all every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation, tribulation, be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God. For he shall magnify himself above all, but in his estate shall honor, he honors the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall be honored with gold and silver, and with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. And we know the man that has done that is Henry Kissinger. Remember, we showed you this the other night. And he's still controlling. He still controls. He's the head man. He's the chairman of all the Bilderberger meetings and all the other stuff. And there was a Reader's Digest when he was our Secretary of State. The Reader's Digest article said that a big government limousine ran a light and the policeman went over, stopped him, and he looked in the back seat and he saw the Secretary of State, and the policeman said, "Oh my God." And Kissinger says, "That's right, and don't you ever forget it." So, but he does, and he does not honor the God of his father and mother, because they were Orthodox Israelites or Jews, and they were Orthodox. They were not the Talmud group. And so now we come to this, Mr. 666. Bible numbers are very important. This is the English version. I wish I had time to tell you how people shared with how I came to this, but anyway, you make A equal 1, B equal 2, and so forth. And Kissinger, and this was interesting. I was reading the book, The Naked Capitalist, and I was struck with the fact that I had already added up Kissinger's name, and it came to 111, and in his biography, it was on page 111. Well, I thought that was pretty cute of God. If he can number the hairs on our head, well, he'd probably handle that. And so I went back and shared what I was doing with a group of Holy Spirit-filled Episcopalians at St. James Church in suburban Maryland, and a little lady who was the head of the Sunday school operations came up and says, "When we were little girls, we used to play games, and we always saw that the number of man was 6. And so if you will just simply make 6 times 111, you got 666, a man." And that's true. Man was created on the 6th day. On a radio program, I pointed out that the creation, the whole creation was not created in 24-hour days. And someone called in and said he had to speak with me to call me a heretic, because he knew darn well that the whole creation was created in 6 24-hour periods. I said, "Well, I don't know how you get that, because the sun and the moon and the stars didn't come into existence till the 4th day, so how many days were there?" So I gave you the sun and the moon for times and seasons. So it's amazing. So, but we're going to work with the Greek and Hebrew. And so you can find this in an unabridged dictionary. You can find that A is equal 1, B is equal 2, and all the way down the line until where you see the red line, and then they deviate somewhat, because you can see the 6 is missing here. Well, the 6 is stigma. It's down here that a letter that has no symbol, no phonetic value at all. It's just it's a number 6. There are 3 of them. It's stigma, kappa, sapasa, or whatever it is, but 6, 9, and 900. But other than that, in the Hebrew, it's consistent right on down. There are many things about numbers interesting. But once we see that, well, then we can start working to see about who might Mr. 66 be. Now, there are 2 systems that we'll be referring to, the occult and the regular one. That's the occult, and this is the regular one. Now, the occult, if you get deep enough in it, you get a control number, and they think it's very significant. They'll even go out of their way to get a house with the proper number on it and all that sort of thing. Many controls in it. That's the, and they just simply 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 put the alphabet below it. But on in the occult, you can see Heinz, you pick it up, is the H, is 8. Where is the H? H is 8. So that's all we're doing with the occult. And I don't even know that he was occulted. But anyway, Heinz comes out to be 35. Alfred is his middle name. His name is not Henry. It's Heinz Alfred Kissinger. And 35, Alfred is 28. And Kissinger is 48, 111 times the number of man, 666. And I didn't get that one either. Someone gave it to me. And using the Greek alphabet, Heinz, By the way, how did I find out his name wasn't Henry? I was rushing in the Washington, D.C. airport to go out and inspect a Marine Corps facility. And there was a book, and the bookstore was right in the window, and I couldn't see anything. And it was, I forgot the name of it, but it, Superkraut was the name of it. And it showed Henry Kissinger with a Superman jacket on, standing up there like that. And the title was Superkraut. And the Holy Spirit, everything disappeared except that book. So I wheeled around and went in and bought it. And there was a lot of good information on him. So Heinz Kissinger. Now, this, because who said, is the Greek. So Alpha is 1, 10, 20, 68. And Kissinger, Kappa, Iota, Sigma, so forth down the line, is 598 plus the 68. You don't even have to multiply it. 666. I think it's just beautiful what the scripture says, and it can be shown. And I'd shared this with, I never shared it with full gospel people in a meeting, but I shared it with individuals. And there was an individual that night, he said, if there's anything to what speed is talking about, you show me. So that night he had a dream, and he saw Heinz adding up to be 62, and he saw Alfred coming up to be 46. Then he saw arrows come from the 6 of 62, and then an arrow from the 6 of 46, then an arrow from the 4 and the 2 making 6. Now that's sort of stretching it, but he saw that. And I don't know what the significance of the 70, but Heinz added up to 70. And the Roman numerals, now this you get, it says, and his number is 666. Now, Bullinger wrote in the book, Bible Numerics, very interesting, rather incomplete, but interesting. And so you take the Roman numerals, the prime ones, I is equal 1, V is equal 5, X is equal 10, L is 50, C is 100, D is 500. Isn't that interesting? Many people saw this in the old time, way back, Martin Luther and many of the others. And that's the reason they said the Pope was the Antichrist. And I couldn't argue with that. I believe he is. He is an Antichrist because he proclaims himself to be God. Thank God the Catholic Church is collapsing. Then we have the one world government, the end of the age, the one world government, the United Nations headquarters. Where is it going to be? So this was, remember, I was getting this way back in about 1979 to 82, when we first taught in 82. But it was taught in the Prophecy Club November, it was recorded on a video November the 12th, 1996. So this is nothing new to me. The end of the age of world government in the United States. So end time Babylon is New York. I knew that by just the fact of its world importance, with the United Nations being there. So we take New York. So this is just the regular alphabet. New York, N-E-W, and so forth, adds up to 111, 6666, the number of so forth. And on this one, I just put the occult one there. I won't be referring to it. Now this one, you don't know where these things are going to go. This one came from a nuclear engineer in Ireland. And, I'll just skip that. But it was, I've talked to him on the phone, it was really great. The biblical is A is equal 1, so forth, on Ezekiel 26. Forget the occult. It doesn't apply here. Look at this. New York. N-E-W comes out to be 4 is 6. And the occult, it also comes up, 5, as it comes, 1 plus 5 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. See, when you get a double number, you add them until you get a single number, and 60, the Ocala is 69, and York is 7. So each time you do that, and it will always come out 6 and a 6 and a 6 and a 6. So clearly New York is the end time Babylon. And that wasn't hard to figure out, because you remember Babylon, God said, now that they're all of one mind and one purpose and one language, there's nothing to stop them. And what did he do to stop them? He confused their language. Did you get your consent, your census questionnaire? It was printed in 6 languages. No wonder we're being destroyed. I saw a beautiful sign with John Wayne standing in front of the American flag, and he's got his hands on his hip, and he says, "Just why in the hell do I have to dial 1 for English?" It's a good message, and that's deliberate also. But then, so here's the 666 again. The Roman numeral VI is 6. The Greek letter is stigma is a 6, and the biblical X A is a 6. That's the number of man. Revelation that Visa, your Visa card, VISA, this comes out to be 666. That's the reason I got MasterCard. The Master's card. And it's buying and selling with a number. It's interesting. The word computer. Oh, that's great. You add it up and it comes out to be 111 times 6, 666. And here's a goodie. How about your social security system? SSS. 666, Social Security System. I like this one, because I wrote for a list of their membership, and I was struck by their zip code. The Consul of Foreign Relations, Chicago Branch, Michigan. Zip code is 60606. I think God has a sense of humor. Oh, great. Well, Kissinger. And, did you know that Kissinger really, as it says, and he is quite an ego, and he still is, and I would urge you that anytime he's going to be on a talk show, please listen to him. We were listening it was quite some time ago, and a lady called in from Louisville, Kentucky, who was on Larry King Live, says, Mr. Kissinger, why do we have 40 to 50,000 foreign troops in the United States? And we do. He didn't deny it. You know, he just sat there like this. He said, well, one of these days, we'll be glad to have them here to restore law and order. So you see where they're taking us? They want us to riot. They want us to be. And the foreign troops, because the American troops probably wouldn't shoot you. But the German troops, Russian troops, they got no problem. Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico is a German base. During that time when we were fiddling around in the Clinton administration and what it was in that, I forget the area, but in that Central Europe, wish I could remember the name of the country, but anyway, they shot down one of our F-117s. You know, it's the flying V-shaped airplane. And it's the stealth fighter. And they shot one down. Well, we don't know whether it was shot down or not. But anyway, they did recover the pilot. And the big argument was whether it was shot down or whether the engine quit or what happened. So the obvious question was, well, ask the pilot. You got him. They couldn't. He was a German. Henry Kissinger and Lord Carrington. What a pair. Lord Carrington was the foreign minister of England. And I have in my hand 100 pages from the Harper's Magazine of February 2001. the case against Henry Kissinger. And it outlines all the horrible things that he accomplished while he was Secretary of State and what he's doing now. Because I watched him very close while he was Secretary of State. And he and Lord Carrington made a trip over to Iran, which is the biblical Persia, over to Iran. The Shah was our friend, and he had a pretty good going over there. But anyway, 6 months later, the Shah was dethroned, and they put the Ayatollahs in. And we got a problem. Then, not too much longer, Lord Carrington and Kissinger paid a visit to Aeon Smith, the Prime Minister of Rhodesia. 6 months later, he was out, and they put in Mugabe, and it became Zimbabwe. And not too much after that, they made a trip to South Africa and made it a communist nation also. So with those. So if you watch these people, you can begin to predict what's going to happen. See, they're doing all of that because they're gaining control and consolidating all along. And a lot of people died. Many people, some of Kissinger's activities in Central America, South America, and all that, 100 pages against Kissinger. And there are at least 6 countries in the world where he cannot go because they've indicted him for, quote, high crimes against humanity. And they've been guilty for the slaughter of lots of folks. So he is the Antichrist. He is an Antichrist. To prove his ego, some of the people in the cabinet at the time that he was there, they said when he would show up at the cabinet meeting, he would have books under both arms and had a crisis somewhere in the world, and he had the solution. He always had the solution. But when he retired from being Secretary of State, they painted a portrait of him, and it really wasn't a very nice portrait, but he rejected it. But then they did another one, and it was very nice, and they asked him what he thought of that one. He said, "Very good, but it'll do until they can put my face on Mount Rushmore." Very modest little fellow. Well, I hope we've gotten something out of this and be at peace. We will not live in ignorance. And God will show us, and God will protect us. And I keep repeating this because I trust it's the Lord about the visions of them taking you and I, those that will not bow down and will not comply, will not renounce the Lord Jesus Christ, will be put in concentration camps. And those concentration camps will become like little Goshens. They'll be protected because it's an exciting time to be alive. It's frustrating because as you try to share this with the people out in the world, and I have shared some of this with people who are not Christian, and they have to admit that it's far beyond statistical possibilities that this could happen. It just can't happen any more than you could dig up some dirt and make a human being out of it. I like that old story about they said the chemist said he could reproduce life by just some dirt. And God, and he says, "And I'll show you." So he went to get some dirt, and God said, "No, go get your own dirt." Another one said that he was going to take the cell apart, and he would analyze each part, and he believed that he could prove there was no God because it just happened, because he could reproduce it. He said, "Well, now let's think about that a minute. If your dad built a house, and you could come along and you could look at the house, and you could duplicate it and make one just like it, did that prove that your father didn't exist?" No. Where did you get the pattern? No. Well, God bless you and keep you any well, and I thank you for your tolerance for putting up with the old man's ramblings. God bless you. Oh, was there any questions? I'll be glad to try to answer them. Yes, ma'am.
Please,
The manifestation of the Shekinah glory. Oh, I'm convinced of that. As in full gospel businessmen, there were many times that someone would be speaking and we could see a glow around them. And I have a picture. I should have brought it along. Obama. He's standing in front of an emblem of something, and it had a big golden frame around it, and it's got his face right in the middle of it. It looks like he's got a halo around his head. But yeah, there's so many wonderful manifestations of God that are just far beyond any logic. None at all. I'll tell you a war story. Then there were many times in Vietnam, not so much in World War II. I didn't know the Lord in World War II, and neither in Korea. But I did, and for the Vietnam operation, one that really struck me, and I knew the Lord answered it. It was getting dark. The Marines, we don't do like another land-based group known as the Army, but we don't sit and wait to be attacked. We have recon people. We drop them off with little teams of six or eight Marines. We take a helicopter, drop them off in, as we called it, Indian territory, or enemy area. And they spot the enemy, because in wars in Korea and Vietnam, there could be no attack. They had to prepare the battlefield first. They had to move the supplies in before the troops came, because they just didn't have the ability. We could liquidate them otherwise. But they had the battlefield preparation. So the Marines, the recon people, would try to locate where they were building up for an attack. And we'd take them in by helicopter, drop them off into the jungle, and they would stay. Of course, we had radio contact with them, and they would start their work of getting it. And sometimes the normal time would be 6 or 8 days behind enemy lines, and they're living off the land and that type thing. And it seemed that every time that they got in trouble, once they're discovered, you got to get them out quicker, they'll be killed because they're in enemy territory. And it seemed they always got in trouble just about dark. Well, the reason for that is the communists moved at night so they would be discovered. But this night we had picked up two teams that had already been discovered. By the way, they didn't carry rifles, the recons. They carried crossbows because too much noise. And so we had picked up two teams, so we had 12 Marines from recon in the CH-46 helicopter, you know, the banana that has the rotors on both ends, plus the crew would be 15. And they were headed back to the base and got shot down. And just about sundown. But they made a good landing in a riverbed. And so we started the procedure of picking them up in the morning, of putting a harness on so the thing could be lifted out and all that. And but they were already receiving fire from the surrounding areas on the river. So we all knew that they weren't going to be there in the morning. So after everything was done, I just simply said, "Lord, we've done all we can do. We won't see those dear men again unless you do something." And about that time, an Army helicopter, you know, the old sky crane. Now, Direct Air Support Center, the Army, and anything that flies in the air is supposed to check in with us, check in where they're going, and check when they get back. But they didn't do it, so we didn't have any authority over the Army or the Air Force, so they just sort of ignored us. But here was this sky crane. He said, "Da Nang Dask," that's us, Direct Air Support Center, Da Nang. "This is sky crane number so-and-so, so-and-so." And I turned to the controller. I said, "Ask him where he is." He was only 3 miles from this chopper that had just gone down. That was it. And they went in, got the harness, lifted the thing out. They got hit too. But I called his unit, the sky crane unit, and I said, "When this flight number so-and-so, when he gets down, have him call me." And he did, and he called it, "Captain." He said, what is it, Colonel?" I said, "We want to congratulate you for what you did." And I'm glad that you didn't get hurt. You got hit. The airplane did, but nobody got hurt. You saved me. But I said, I'm wondering, what prompted you to call us when you never do in the past, although it's required? And I could see, I could sense he was getting tired. He thought he was going to get on a report. But I said, do you know why you called us? He said, no, I just suddenly got the urge to call you. I said, well, in my life, I call that the quickening with the Holy Spirit. It's given by God. And God had you call. And then I stopped, and there was a long silence. He said, is there anything else, Colonel? I said, well, I'm recommending you for a Distinguished Flying Cross. And I said, it's not... And I'm recommending an air medal for your crane operator and your co-pilot. He said, well, that'll certainly be appreciated. I thanked him. That was the end of that. And there were other cases where don't look there, look here type thing and work out. So, one experience, I never wanted to send somebody to do something that I wouldn't do myself. And so when I took over as chief of staff and I made an amphibious landing, I wanted to go. And the commanding general, who was sick and in the hospital most of the time, so I was in charge anyhow. But he said, I can't approve that speed because you've been in the Pentagon and you can't afford to be captured and all that sort of thing. I said, well, I'd like to make one. This one looked like it might be a pretty easy one. So the way we do it, you take the helicopters and you go a mile down this way and a mile apart and a mile over here. You got four helicopters and you're dropping people off out of the helicopters. And then at a signal, you just close in. And so you get all the enemy that's in that big circle. And we usually did it around about sundown at night because they're out moving. And so there we were. We're all sitting tight. And, of course, they put a captain with me to protect the old man. And I said, well, what's coming next? He said, well, we'll set tight till we see the red flare and we'll hear a scream on the radio. It'll squeak, and then we start moving in. So we're sitting there and waiting and waiting and waiting. You know, finally heard somebody way off in the past. Oh, he touched me. And they started singing. And the closer it got, he touched me and he made me whole. And at that time, the radio squeaked and started moving in. So I don't think there are any atheists on the battlefield. However, that operation, it did turn out rather well, but a humorous one. We caught a nurse and a soldier in the foxhole, both of them naked. I wonder what they were. Well, if you like risque jokes, how do you know whether you got South Vietnamese or North Vietnamese? Well, most of the North Vietnamese are circumcised. So we had a pecker checker. Yeah.
What about where it says we can't buy or sell without the mark?
Well, you can't. They will control the whole thing. That's about it. That's about it. They can lock you out when you get that chip. I'm sorry?
So they will put it on your forehead or your head?
I don't know, but not... The only thing I can see your right hand or your forehead... Some people have lost their right hand, so put it in your forehead. And, of course, you could if it was a false hand or so forth, but it's pretty hard to to create a synthetic head. So you could be in your forehead. You can lay your forehead down. But there's so many techniques today that you'll be able to push your grocery cart out the door, and you won't even have checkout because every product has the little thing. See, there are so many advantages to the chip. It'll have your whole health record on it. And if there's anything on it, it says... Yeah, there are many advantages to it, but the disadvantage is they know where you are and what you're doing and the whole bit.
So nobody can steal your identity.
Yeah, that would be another one.
That'd be an advantage.
Yeah, there are many.
That's what's going to sell it.
But you see, God looks upon the heart. He's not looking on any marks or any chips or whatever. He looks on the heart. I would be very surprised if that's not so. Because it can be done so easily. You can get a scanner and scan your kid and see if he does. Yes, uh-huh. They call them emergency areas, shelters and whatnot, and that type of thing. Most of them are army bases that were closed down during the Clinton administration, and they've rehabbed them and got them back up to operation and just have caretakers there. I didn't hear you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because... Well, I've spoken to Phyllis Schlafly's group, the Eagle Forum, and the others, and when the Homeland Security listed any money that doesn't trust the government and all former veterans, and went all down through the list of that were potential enemies of the state, security risks, as she called it. So I always said it was always great to be with my fellow security risk people, because... We're all of one mind. We're going to try to survive. I think that's awful to say that veterans are a security risk. It would be interesting to know where they're going. I know where they're coming from. There's one thing you can always plan on. The federal government will do all it can to control every part of your life. Uh-huh.
That's what they
told me. They've been doing that. That's been going... That's been true for quite a while. That has been true for quite a while. They've been able to read your passport since about 1990 from across the room. They can scan you. I like coming home. I had been from the Pacific back to the States many times, but from Vietnam, I wanted to come the other way. I didn't want to see something different, so I came home the long route around to the east. And I didn't realize it, but they had given me a diplomat passport. And it was really interesting in India when I checked in there and I put my baggage up on the counter. The fellow at the counter just backed off and raised his hand. And a fellow over here in a uniform came over, put his initial on my bag and says, "Endure your stay, Colonel." So they didn't check your baggage or anything. Henry Kissinger still travels on a diplomat passport. A few years ago, America was so unpopular it wasn't very wise to travel on an American passport. So people were getting Hong Kong passports and others. You can get them pretty easy. Oh yeah, It's like the eyes of God. You can't escape it. He's got you in their sights. God bless you and keep you, and I look forward to seeing you again. If I don't see you here, I'll see you in the air. As we here or there or in the air.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.